All right, we will take a look maybe next week, because we have some time. I'll be giving you some more tips on ways that we can help our children, those with and without, rather, and especially those with ADHD, prepare to succeed academically. Yeah, that's right. And you know, when we're helping our children, we're helping ourselves too. Yeah, take some of that stress, some of that pressure off the children and off the parents. All right. Medical News Today is talking about some ways that we can reduce the risk. And you notice I emphasize the word reduce, not eliminate necessarily, but reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, what are some thoughts that you have about that? Ways of reducing the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So let's first be clear that we're not talking about a person who already has type 2 diabetes and coming up with a way to get rid of it. No, this is the person who does not have it. And there's something that they can do. There's some steps they can take to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. If they take these steps, they may not develop it. It is as easy, ladies and gentlemen, as chewing. Well, it is as easy as chewing because it has to do with eating, but it does have to do with being selective about what we're eating also. Yeah, so the big thing that they want us to keep in mind, of course, is what we eat. And it is amazing how something can be healthy for us in one way, and then we discover that it's healthy for us in other ways as well. Unsaturated fats. Unsaturated. Please remember the power of unsaturated fats. Polyunsaturated fats. Monounsaturated fats. Don't think, ladies and gentlemen, that because one is poly and the other is mono, that one is good and the other is bad. Mm-mm. If it is unsaturated, it's good. A polyunsaturated fat is good. Monounsaturated fats are good. And if we eat more of those instead of carbohydrates, we can reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to research published in Plus Medicine. Reducing carbohydrate and saturated fats. Replacing now carbohydrates and saturated fats with healthy fats like polyunsaturated fats tends to lower blood sugar levels and improves insulin control. Around the world, there's been a sharp increase in the rates of insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. In the U.S., the CDC estimates that 29.1 million people have diabetes. That's approximately 9.3% of the population. How many of you have seen anyone who has lost a limb due to diabetes? They've had to have an amputation, an arm cut off, a leg cut off, a foot removed. Foot, leg, eventually up higher. Diabetes can be terrible. We are talking about type 2 diabetes here. And to treat existing diabetes, the CDC urges people to eat very, very healthy, exercise regularly, and use medications that reduce blood glucose levels. They also emphasize the need to reduce cardiovascular disease risk factors, such as high blood pressure and high lipid levels, and to avoid tobacco use. Young people who have not started using tobacco, you're thinking about it, no need to think about it. Just go ahead and shut that thought process down. You want to have your body as healthy as possible from head to toe, including, of course, your brain. You want to have your body as healthy as possible from head to toe, including your heart. Not worth it to smoke. It really isn't. Not worth it to consume tobacco. So avoid tobacco use. Keep your body healthy. CDC statistics, by the way, if you were considering smoking or using tobacco, for what purpose? Are you a baseball player and you kind of like the idea that some of the pro baseball players chew snuff and they spit? You like the idea of looking cool by smoking? You got to know now. While there are a lot of people who do tolerate smoking, there are a lot of people who do smoke because they like to smoke, there are also a lot of people who don't find tobacco use cool at all, including the smoking of cigarettes. A lot of your peers don't think it's cool. Plus, it has been shown scientifically that when people smoke, particularly the study was shown to have this impact on females. When people smoke, it can affect every part of the body, including the genitals. Smoking can affect every part of the body, including the genitals. Tobacco use is great to avoid. CDC stats indicate that between 2009 to 2012, 65% of people with diagnosed diabetes who were aged 18 years and above either had high levels of LDL, low density lipoprotein, some people call it the bad cholesterol, and a lot of you have heard me say, I don't consider the LDL to be bad cholesterol because it is there by nature. We're supposed to have LDL in our bodies. The problem is not having LDL in our bodies. The problem is having too much LDL in our bodies. The problem is not having blood pressure. The problem is having blood pressure that is either too high or too low. Yeah, it's not a matter of the cholesterol being bad any more than the blood is bad. What is of concern are levels that are too high or too low. By the way, even when it comes to LDL, you can have too low a level of LDL and get into problems. And so a lot of times when the medical professionals are putting people on medications or using some other modality to help bring down the LDL levels, they'll watch it to see not only what's going on with how high it is it coming down? Of course, they're going to be looking at your kidney functions and make sure that the medications are not having an adverse effect on your kidneys. But they're also going to be looking at the levels of the LDL to make sure that they're not going too low. Because if you have too little LDL, it can cause problems for your body. Just like having too little fat in your body can cause problems. So they look at the people who were diagnosed with diabetes, again, 18 years and older. They had high levels of LDL, or they were using drugs to lower cholesterol. Amid urgent calls for new ways to prevent type 2 diabetes, some researchers focused on how different carbohydrates and dietary fats impact metabolic health. And this has been pretty controversial and has led to some confusion regarding dietary guidelines and health priorities. And we know, even when you're not talking about diabetes, you're talking about health in general. A lot of the experts who decide this is what you should be consuming and in these amounts each day, even just for the general public, years will go by and the recommendations will be changed. So you can see how this can get tricky for people with diabetes or who may be at risk for it. More on that in just a few.